The U.S. is honoring the 7 aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, including an American citizen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The victims of yesterday's strike join a record number of humanitarian workers who have been killed in this particular conflict. These people are heroes.
The workers were with World Central Kitchen, which has now paused operations in Gaza. More progress in Baltimore.
We opened another channel today at around 1315, and it measures 14 foot depth.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's the second channel opened in as many days to help navigate port traffic following the collapse of the key bridge. And major railway companies will now have to use two-person crews on freight trains nationwide. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is a rule that is good for workers, it is good for communities, it is good for America's economy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot. On-site voter registration is available with proof of residence like a utility bill. You need a photo ID to vote, but it doesn't need to show your current address. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says Trump has failed working families and women.
Donald Trump has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe versus Wade, and he's calling for punishing women who have an abortion.
President Biden campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin DMV has extended hours at customer service centers today. They're open until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd. These extended hours are to enable those who need a photo ID to vote. Wisconsin's spring election and presidential preference vote is today. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you'll be able to cast your vote. We'll give election updates beginning in the 8 p.m. hour tonight. If you want to learn about prescribed forest fire management, UW-Stevens Point is offering an online series that begins tomorrow. This year-long webinar series is free of charge and held monthly on select Wednesdays through October. The online presentation begins on April 3rd from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The series is designed for natural resource professionals but is open to anyone. You can find out more at uwsp.edu. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Register today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, and WMTV 15. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball, the Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA. The Bucks wrap up their road trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think you just said it. I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow is piling up with 5 to 10 inches expected. A heavy, wet snow. Strong winds start to move in, gusting up to nearly 40 miles per hour. This will be pushing some power outages possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. Oh. You're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome author Stacey Ryan and filmmaker Nathan Deming. Great show. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 2nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Baxter Arndt and Stephanie Lund from the Southland County YMCA, thanks to Tri-City Services. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, we've been looking forward to, for a while, talking with Terry Hummus, our good friend from Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Terry, good to see you.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me back.
It's been a while. We appreciate you joining us. We get to talk usually when this event comes around, the scavenger hunt with Gift of Life. And I'm looking forward to diving into that with you and the details of it, Terry. But if you don't mind, I'd like to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about what Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is.
Okay, so Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is a group that consists of organ and tissue recipients, living organs, or organ and tissue donor families who simply are passionate about getting the word out. The group was organized by Dr. Jill Dillon, who donated her kidney to Sarah Selinsky. She has quite the backstory to that whole process. And then Sarah's cousin Kathy got involved, and they say, hey, we need to get the word out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things have changed even recently. You know, that happened a few years ago. A lot of things have changed even recently about, you know, you may need an organ. I may want to give you an organ. It may not be a match, but there may be a person, in another hospital that needs organs. Yeah. So there's like a organ swap situation. Yeah. The whole process of tissue donation. Everything. It just really is getting really being involved.
Yeah. With the science getting better and better every day, we're able to do a lot more with this than we realized. I would say even 10 years ago, it's grown and changed so much.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It is, I had a personal situation 21 years ago and it involved tissue and eye donation, and even at that time, it's like, what? Tissue donation? What is that used for? Well, that's used with victims who are involved in fires. They'll take a deceased person's skin and use it for grafting. And I don't think people realize all the different parts of your body that can be recycled, as we can say.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to
put it. That's actually the theme of our scavenger hunt, is recycle yourself.
Oh, wow, I like that. Oh, that's good. Very creative. I like that. I want to get more into that with you in a second. I do want to encourage people to learn more about donation and more about some of the things that Terry is touching on there with the changes to that. I think that it's one of those things that I think a lot of people, the first time they think about it, one of the first times they think about it is with their driver's license. And, whether they want to be an organ donor or not, putting on their driver's license. This is something that you could be thinking about a long time before that and way after you get your license. And something almost every one of us is capable of being able to do.
Oh, definitely. So when you talk about things 10 years ago, they'd say, yeah, put the dot on your driver's license, you're good to go. Sometimes you may not have your driver's license with you. So if you've registered, 10 years or more ago, please go to the DMV to check to see if you actually are registered. I actually obviously 21 years ago said, yep, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Went back. No, I was not technically in their database because I've done it so long ago. Fortunately, wow. In the situation that I was involved in, the individual had his license with him. They could see, yes, he registered as a donor. We could say, yes, we are honoring his wishes. Mm. You know, so it's always very important to let your family members know that you want to be a donor, but definitely check to make sure you are a registered donor. Another thing is driver's ed classes now require, in the state of Wisconsin, require that they have 30 minutes of class time donated just to talking about organ donation. And this was lobbied by a parent of an individual who died young and just wanted to make sure that even, you know, unfortunate accidents happen to young people, that they are well aware that this is something they can be doing.
Yeah, life is precious. And we have the opportunity to help others with life, with our life. And I can't think of many more beautiful things in this world. It's a gift that we have for each other.
Oh, definitely.
The scavenger hunt, Terry, is one of our favorite events. We love this event. And I think it's such a creative, fun idea. And you've topped yourself because you've even come up with a better one than last year. I like this. This is a good idea. I love where you're going with this. Can we tell people about the details, the theme of the event this year?
So this year, the hunt will be on April 13th. The deadline was March 30th. I'm sure if teams are still interested, we can sneak you in. We won't guarantee you one of these fabulous shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, every year they try to come up with a creative new shirt, and this year, like I mentioned, is recycle yourself, so it's got the recycling system symbol and everything. Mm-hmm. And the reason we always do this in April is because it is National Donor Life Month. Mm-hmm. Just to raise the awareness that much more. There's 4 to 6 people on a team. You almost fit in one vehicle.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I remember that. Yes. Yes.
So you almost fit in one vehicle, and you have 4 hours to complete a list of tasks. It's either doing something, taking pictures of it, recordings, gathering things. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of fun. And you think 4 hours is a long time. It flies by rather quickly.
Terry, have you done this before? Have you done the scavenger hunt?
I have done it probably 9 of the 10 times. So this is actually the 10th year.
Awesome. Oh, congrats on that. That's noteworthy.
And we've actually had a couple teams that have done it every single year it's been offered. I got involved a couple years later. So this year, we so far have 40 teams registered. We have 25 sponsors, and we're always looking for more sponsors or donations for raffles. So if anybody's interested, you can contact myself, contact Gift to Life. We have a webpage. We have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Webpage is Central Wisconsin Gift to Life spelled out, .org. And you can search us up on Facebook, and that will give you a lead to where, if you're interested in making a donation, how to get it to us.
Connie, if somebody hasn't gotten the chance to do this before, but maybe they haven't even done a scavenger hunt before. I'm thinking about this with younger kids. I don't know how much they do these things and stuff anymore. So what should they know going into this? Is there any prep they should have or anything? You did mention the vehicle, so that is something to keep in mind.
A good night's sleep.
Yes, definitely.
And a hearty breakfast.
Yes, both good notes, both good ideas.
Because you, like I mentioned, you think 4 hours is a long time, but it is quite a extensive list of activities. There are various points that are assigned to the activities. It could be from doing the chicken dance in front of KFC to finding a four-leaf clover or finding a painted rock or talking to someone about organ donation, you know, pumping gas for them, giving them a card or saying, asking them, are you an organ donor and how would you like to learn more about it? So there's a lot of activities. It isn't just geared at adults. There's families, whole families that do it. Like I say, it's just a well-rounded group of people to get out there and enjoy the day. And hopefully Mother Nature will get winter out of her system so we can have a bright, sunny day. But we've done it in the snow. We've done it in the rain. Unless you know, there's something horrific that happens, yeah. It will still be going on. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to give a big shout out to the Ridges, who for the last couple of years have donated their facility to us, mm-hmm. for the day, because
your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 2nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio our great friends from the South Hook County YMCA. We have Stephanie Lund with us, Community Events Coordinator. Stephanie, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here, as always. Good to see you. And Baxter Arndt is with us, Sports and Camp Director. Baxter, always good to see you.
It's great to be here.
Appreciate you guys, and big appreciation to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment, giving us an opportunity to catch up with our Y. We appreciate that. You guys doing good? Everybody doing well over at the Y? Things going well?
We are. The Y is definitely busy. It's hopping right now.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how this happened, but it seems to have gotten even busier since the last time you guys joined us. It wasn't that long ago either. My parents live over there, so I drive past that building every day, at least a couple times a day, and it's always busy. We encourage you to get one of your vehicles over there and make it busy as well and enjoy the Southwood County YMCA, especially with some of these events we have coming up, Stephanie. I'd like to dive into those. We have our Healthy Kids Day coming up right around the corner.
Yes, we do. It's on Saturday, April 20th from 11 to 1. It's a free event for our community, so we want to get kids and families out. There's a lot of different activities we're going to have at the Y. We have vendors that are coming that are going to just promote healthy habits for kids and physical activity. The Y's across the country host this event. It's been going on for over 30 years now, and so it's a fun way to get the community involved. We do a lot of nutrition education. We do some relay races. We have Gaga Ball in the gym. And then we also have the police department, fire department. They're coming out with their vehicles. We have some garbage trucks and tow trucks. So kind of a little touch of truck outside as well. Nice. And some food vendors. So it'll be a fun day for the family to come on out.
Anytime we have our fire departments or police departments at these events, it builds that bridge between community and them. I talk with Sheriff, actually I'll have Sheriff Becker in tomorrow, I'll be talking with him about it. And I know how much they love these events. They love being a part of these events. It's such a, I don't want to say a break, but for lack of a better word, for them and their industries and what they do. That's all really good and fun, and it's going to be fun to have them a part of this. But one of the things I appreciate about our Y, and really Y's around the country, as you know, noted there. It's one thing, we want kids to be more active. We want kids to be outside more. But it doesn't just stop there. Then they give you opportunities to do these things. So it's not just preaching to you, it's also helping your community. That's something that I really respect about our Y, and I respect about the Y in general. An event like this is a perfect event for something like this. Again, it's a free event, so keep that in mind, everybody. This might be a chance for you to sample the Y and find out why we love it so much and why we sign up every year for another membership. And there's other great activities that are going to be a part of this event, too. I see a great list here. Vendors, you're going to have games and crafts. You touched on a little of this.
Yeah, we have some face painters that are going to come out so they can get their faces painted. We have free vision screenings as well. So for those kiddos that maybe might be struggling, maybe not even know that they're struggling with their vision, parents can have their kids get their eyes tested a little bit. The pool will be open, so nice. Everybody can come swim as well. So it'll be a fun event. Last year we had over 400 people come. This year we're expecting even more.
Oh yeah, we can top that. We can top that. Let's do it. And keep in mind as well, there will be food down there. You'll have some food trucks.
Yeah, we do have a few food trucks that will be out there as well, and especially because this is lunchtime. So from 11 to 1, if you come hungry, there will be some food to eat.
And Stephanie, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything. We can edit this out. We can change this or whatever. But I see free bike raffle. Is that a free bike raffle?
It is. Last year, we were able to get a few donors to just donate some money, so we were able to go purchase some bikes. So bikes for toddlers that have training wheels, and then we had one adult bike as well. So I think we had 5 bikes last year. This year, I think we have 4 right now.
Very cool.
That have been donated. And so you just, as long as you come to the event, you'll put your name and number, and we'll draw towards the end of the event, and somebody, you could possibly win a free bike with a helmet.
I don't care if your last name is Bring. winning a bike is cool. And that always feels good. I read that, and I immediately immediately turned, I was 12 when I was reading, ooh, a free bike. That's a really cool thing. Shout out to the people volunteer or donating those, mm-hmm. certainly. And again, another step in that direction of the why, saying, you know, we want kids to be out there more. We want them to exercise more, do more. Here's another one of those ways that you're helping people do that, you know, being able to give away bikes and stuff. That's a really fun thing to be able to add to this event. If there are people out there, we've got this coming up on the 20th, so if there are sponsors or anybody out there like that, can they still be a part of this
Absolutely.
Event?
We are always welcoming more sponsors. I mean, the more we get, the more we can offer and give. I mean, we can buy a couple more bikes for the kids. We can purchase more healthy snacks for the kiddos as well. So if anybody's interested, definitely reach out to me.
Is there any registration needed or anything like that?
Nope. Not at all. So
just
anybody,
show
just show up and come and have some fun.
It's going to be a really good event. We'll be highlighting it and talking about it on our shows. Again, the Southwick County YMCA Healthiest Kids Day coming up April 20th, 11 to 1 over at our Southwick County YMCA. And we have other great events coming up as well that we wanted to touch on, Stephanie.
We do. So the next one after that is just 2 weeks later. On May 3rd, we are offering our first ever senior social. So it's for active older adults that are 55 plus. We're going to be hosting this event over at Camp Alexander. So it'll be a fun way to get people out to camp. We plan on having a lot of different activities. So it's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. We'll have some food, drinks. We'll have a photo booth. We have a DJ coming, so there will be some dancing. We'll have games for people to play. We'll have some raffles. And then we're going to have a bonfire as well.
Oh, nice.
So this is going to be a great chance for the seniors to come on out and, you know, whether you bring your friends to this or meet some new people. This will be a great way to be interactive.
It's a fun event, and we need a big turnout for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, a really big turnout for this, because I want this around in another 10 years when I'm able to be able to be a part of it and everything. This is a really cool idea. I think that our just as a community member and stuff, and I think a lot of people that I talk to about the why, we tend to focus on the youth a lot, mm-hmm. and understandably so. A lot of the great work that you guys do over there is focused on the youth, but that's not the only work you guys are doing over there. Another big part of what the why's focus is our seniors, and we have a very big senior population in this area, so being able to help them any ways possible is fantastic. But having events that are geared towards them, that's pretty rare. We don't have a lot of that. We could use more of that. Again, we have a big population in this area, so it's a smart idea, and it's also just a fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a great way to get out of the house, to get to do some stuff, maybe meet some new people.
Absolutely. Oh. So we've done father-daughter dances in the past, mm-hmm. so, you know, for dads and the girls, but we're like, you know, seniors like to dance too. Why not get on out? So let's put an event and have some fun. So we definitely, I mean, this is the first time we've ever offered this, so we don't know how it's going to go, but we have a lot of ideas, and I think it'll be a great time.
Well, and that's a good note, and I appreciate you sharing that, because if you are a senior and you're going to attend this, it's something to keep in mind, that you might have some notes, or you might have some, hey, this went great, don't change a thing, you know, something like mm-hmm. that. We can have more of these events if we have people attend them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more we have a good turnout, the more, oh, wow, they really turned out for this. We should have more events like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another great way of making these things happen. And this is taking place over at Camp Alexander?
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Camp Alexander. It's great. And it's a great event, too.
Mm-hmm.
With the event, is there anything else to keep in mind? You mention the raffle?
Yep, we're going to have some raffle baskets. So, I mean, everyone loves raffles, right?
Yeah, you are not kidding. If there isn't a raffle with an event and I don't mention it, I hear from the listeners. They love raffles. Raffles around here. So that's certainly a fun part of this. And the dancing involved. We're not talking break dancing. We're not talking like, I mean, you go out there, you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a DJ coming. So, and the DJ has done our father-daughter dance, has come to our Halloween at the Y. So they do a great job. So we'll see. You know, they'll have music playing the whole time. We'll have areas where tables will be set up. They can eat and play games on the tables. And then if you want to dance the whole night away, you can dance on the dance floor.
It's a great chance to get some exercise, get out of the house, do some stuff, and have fun. And again, the more we have attending this event, the more we can have events like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun one. What are the dates and times for this one?
So this is on Friday, May 3rd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. There is registration, because obviously we have to purchase a lot of stuff because we want to provide food and drinks and all of that for everybody. So registration does end by May 1st. So just keep in mind for that.
Definitely want to get your registration soon and let them, so they can get those numbers correct. And we also have a family scavenger hunt coming up. I love scavenger hunts. I was dying to talk about this with you. This is a really fun event.
Yes, this is a fun one. So in the past, we've always done a mom-son scavenger hunt at camp. And we figure this way, let's get the whole family out at camp this spring. So the event is on Saturday, May 18th from 10 to noon. And we plan on having some snacks and drinks and then explore. Camp is 33 acres. So we plan on doing different types of scavenger hunts. We'll give you a list of things to find. We'll give you a list of things to collect. We'll hide some pictures and different things throughout camp for you to find, and there will be some prizes as well. So it's definitely going to be a fun event for families.
Yeah, it's a not only a great way to do stuff together, but I think too to like really like you're helping kids problem solving. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that I think is a fun part of this, to kind of, with all the fun and excitement, gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, but the cooperation and those things, there's never enough opportunities to teach kids these things and for them to learn them, let alone from mom and dad or whoever is a part of the team. Mm-hmm. That's always a fun part of this. Mm-hmm. But also getting a chance to explore the camp is such a great thing to be able to do and really experience and have fun with. So there's just no downside to something like this. It's such a fun event. Mm-hmm. Anything people should keep in mind, especially if they've never done a scavenger hunt before?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you'll have to dress for the weather. We don't know what May is going to be like. Okay. So the event is happening rain or shine. So if you find that it's going to be a little wet, put your rain boots on and a rain jacket and come on out and have some fun. So it's just, and you're going to walk a lot. Mm-hmm. So just expect to kind of explore. If you have little ones, maybe bring a stroller. Mm. But it'll be neat to see families creating memories together.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this event is taking place in Wisconsin, so you'll need a winter jacket and shorts and a windbreaker and maybe some sweatpants. You know what? Just wait until the event and we'll figure it out. Mother Nature lets us know. But this is going to be a really fun event. And again, what are the dates and times again?
It is Saturday, May 18th from 10 to noon out at Camp Alexander. There is registration, so make sure to register by May 15th.
Yeah. And keep in mind as well that this is a great lead-in to the camp open house that's
Correct.
Going on.
And the camp open house is the same day.
What great coincidence. Yeah. How weird that it happened. Like, no, this is a really smart idea. It's a really cool idea to kind of, if you will, combine these events sort of and kind of segue into them. And it segues us into talking to Baxter about camp and a little bit about this. How excited are you for this open house? We're finally right here at this time of year where we're ready for the camp open house.
I'm very excited. We spent all last week out at camp. Our campers had a great time in the sun and the snow and the rain and everything that you can imagine. Yeah. So excited. And we're excited for the open house immediately following that scavenger hunt. It'll be a chance just to come out with your whole family. This one doesn't require a registration. Mm. Just enjoy the property, explore with your family, play some games, camp games, meet some of the counselors. It's really a good opportunity to find out if your kid really wants to go to camp, or maybe to entice them a little bit, give them something to look forward to.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of friends of mine that went to Camp Alexander as kids and everything, and talking with them about this just to kind of gear up for the interview today. One of them was asking, that was like 20 years ago. I wonder how much it's changed since then. And I imagine it's changed quite a bit. And Baxter, I know you weren't necessarily there 20 years ago to know what has changed and hasn't, but what are some of the things even from last year to this year that is new about camp and exciting about it?
We've done a lot of different programming for this summer. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that there's a lot of variety for the kids to choose from. Every day there's going to be new activities. Every day we'll swim. The counselors are going to be very involved in a leadership role, allowing our other kids to step up and take some charge. We have junior counselors as well, and it's really just supposed to be fun all summer long, but we're going to have good structure. There's going to be a free thinking model, so the kids will be able to choose the activities they do instead of being told what to do. It's for everyone. We're going to have times where if you want to go read a book in a hammock for the next hour, that's what you can go and do. We're going to have a lot of opportunity to do what the kids like to do, not necessarily playing kickball all day every day.
Is that a change, Baxter? Is that how you guys have run the camp for a while now?
It'll be different. It's essentially getting rid of a themed week. And
sure.
Without having a themed week, it allows a parent to choose any week during the summer that their kid would like to go to camp, more so conveniently, but still have the opportunities to do the things that they love. So In the past, if they couldn't go to fishing week and their passion is fishing, you kind of felt like you missed out. But this year, you're going to be able to fish every single week, not every single day, because we're going to have many activities. But we want to allow you to play in the water, to make your crafts, to fish, to swim, to do everything you can imagine.
Yeah. It gives a lot more versatility to the kids. And You know, you remember what it was like when your parents or an adult gave you a task or let you decide something? It felt great. It's the early steps we take to adulthood and learning what it's like to make decisions on an everyday basis in those. And you feel so adult-like. You feel so big and important. It seems to give these kids a little of that, being able to do it that way.
And they don't always make good decisions. Sometimes they'll sign up for something they don't want to do, and they'll learn a new skill that they didn't necessarily want to do. But that's kind of the point. You make mistakes or you choose the right activity, and that's where you'll meet your new friends, because you don't know what you have in common with someone else if you never ask.
And they get to do those things and experiencing those things in a safe environment, too. That doesn't always happen in real life, in real time and everything. Getting those experiences in like this gives you more reps, which is so much of life, is having more reps with whatever we're talking about. And the experiences like that are fantastic. Can you tease any of these events to us? I don't want to give anything. I don't know, spoilers here or anything like that. But are there anything that you're excited about that you want to touch on?
Oh, I'm excited about everything.
That was a loaded question.
That's not fair. You know, specifically, the ice went out a month ago, and I can't wait to get into the water. That's just me. I love to fish. We have an archery range. We've got axe throwing. So really, I'm just excited for summer. And the last week, our spring break camp went so well that all I can think is, couldn't this come faster? Let's get a little bit warmer weather. Let's get out there and let's play all day.
There is virtually no type of kid that couldn't enjoy camp. But for parents out there with children who maybe have a disability or something else along those lines, is there an ability for them to attend camp?
Absolutely. Camp's fully accessible. We don't want anybody to feel like they can't come or shouldn't come to camp. All of the activities are able to be done by everybody. We have a great group of counselors already. We're still hiring counselors, but those that we have are rock stars and inclusive. They're just some of the best people you could meet.
Absolutely. Yeah, I second that. I couldn't agree with that more. You got an amazing team over there, and always have, really. As long as I've been in this town, that Y has had great people working there.
Yeah.
When it comes to the parents out there that maybe haven't had their kid attend a camp before or anything, is there anything they should know or anything they should keep in mind going into it?
Well, it can be a different experience for the parents and the kids. Both the day camp and our resident camp, one, it could be your first night away from home, which is scary for both the kids and the parents.
Yeah.
But no matter what, we're going to make it comfortable. We're not far from home. It's not like you're dropping them off in a different state and saying see you in a week.
Yeah.
It's very comforting for both sides. And then the day camp, it might be scary to have to go meet new people. It might be scary to have someone new in charge if you've never met the counselors or myself. And I think we'll notice a lot of kids breaking out of their shell, maybe showing their own personality instead of what people expect them to be, because that's kind of what camp's about. So it's a good place to learn who you are, learn some of the things that about yourself personality-wise that you may not have thought about. very open-minded.
You remember in school, you get done, you know, you, the school year ends, you have summer, and then you come back and you see your friends again or see, you know, people you haven't seen in a long time, and so-and-so has changed so much. They seem so different than the last time that you saw them and everything. They probably went to camp. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big part of it. It is such a great opportunity. I'm teasing a little bit, but I'm also very serious about this because I have a lot of friends that did this, and it was an opportunity for them to get to know themselves more and find out things they liked and found out more about themselves at a young age that I think really helped them going forward, whether it's in middle school or high school or what have you. There is no more middle school, so high school or whatever. It's an opportunity to build themselves up as well, along with all these other skill sets and just having fun. It's just a fun event as well. Camp can be a great time.
Yeah. I find the kids branching out more. As soon as they get home from camp, they'll say, I want to try this, I want to try that. And it's because they just got done trying every activity under the sun, and now they want mom and dad to experience it.
Yeah. Let's
do a little bit more.
Again, no downside to something like this. Find out more about it. If people want to find out more about this, or maybe we're looking for volunteers, or you mentioned that there is some hiring going on over at the Y, I want to encourage people to check out the website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow the Y on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things that they are doing and support what they're doing. And then if people want to volunteer with any the events that you were touching on earlier, Stephanie, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can either call the Y, 715-818-9622, and ask for Stephanie, or they can send me an email, slund@swcymca.org. Definitely would love, you know, community members to be a part of a lot of these events because they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Baxter, how about for you? If people want to volunteer with camp or anything like that, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can use all of the same resources that Stephanie just mentioned. You can also email me, which you can find online. Otherwise, it's arndt, A-R-N-D-T, at swcymca.org.
Again, that website is swcymca.org. Be sure to go there, find out more information, and certainly follow the Y on social media. It's a great follow. Thank you both for the time. Appreciate everything you guys do in our community and what you guys are doing for the youth around here and all of our ages around here. But also want to make sure to thank you for bringing these flyers, too, so we can talk about them and highlight them in our morning shows and everything. So thank you for the time, you two.
Absolutely. Thank you, James. Thank Maybe you. One of these days we can get you out to camp to do your show.
I'd love that. Oh, my God, that'd be a big, that'd be a blast.
I'll get a couple of our rambunctious kids to come and interview with you.
We are doing that. No, yeah. we're doing that. No, write it down. We're doing
That's
that.
Plan on it.
That's awesome. And I want to say a big thank you to Tri-City Services as well, sponsoring the segment. A big thank you to them. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're not comfortable.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, we have our weekly climate check, a conversation about the ways we can do better by our climate and grow the jobs of the future.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.